Hi everyone, it's Lisa Wilson. Thank you so much for being here and following me and subscribing to my page. I just am so grateful. Today, I want to just continue to dive into certain ways that the narcissist operates and how they impact our lives. Because I do believe that they're your greatest gift. And I say that because when you go up against this kind of personality disorder, when you've called this to you, because that's how powerful you are, you've called this to you, you did it to really wake yourself up. You have two choices when you get into one of these relationships, and it's either stand up and fight, or you get completely debilitated and taken out in this lifetime. And so I do feel that you set it up in a way because you know you can win. You know you have what it takes to thrive through the other side of this relationship. But it's going to take all of you to do that. If, you know, I'll always say if you have children or you're in a work environment situation with a narcissist, there are going to be ways that you have to navigate that terrain. But if you've awakened to the fact that you're in a relationship with someone who has narcissistic personality disorder across, I always say that there's a scale across any part of that scale, whether it be the overinflated ego, all the way down to psychopath, and in the middle is the sociopath. You do no contact with these people. And they really, you know, what did Dr. Christiane Northrop say in a video I recently watched? Because she also is speaking up about coming in contact with this person, this type of personality disorder, because they're everywhere. And they're really here to help us grow, to shine a light into our own cracks. But the quote she used that I just loved is, they are sicker than you are smart. You know, sometimes we think, well, I'm just smarter than that person, or they don't really have the power to access me. But they think outside the box in ways that most people just don't think. It's very calculated. And the actions that they take support, because it's survival instinct for them. They get fed, it's like an energy vampire. They get fed off people's energy. They feed off your energy. So it's up to them to make sure that they always have food, that they're always in supply, because they don't know how to fill their own container up because there is such a lack of self-love with these people. There's such a schism within their own heart, and they can't even imagine the beauty of who they really are at their core. So they have to find a way to get it from someone else or to take it from somebody else. For whatever reason, these relationships are here. I know one is that they're here to serve your highest and best good, to call in the power of who you truly are. And one of the ways that we do that is we have to shut the back door. So what does that mean? You know, the narcissist is operating, they operate in the shadows. The back door is the places within our own self that we are not able to see or not willing to see or not even knowing that there is that shadow aspect that's not integrated because it's hidden from ourselves. And why is that hidden? You know, the ego really steps in. I bring in because I study the shamanic practices, I do energy healing work, and I just believe that this is a whole component that goes together. But if you looked at the indigenous tribes, they would use the shamans within the tribe, or the shaman. There was usually only one or two people that held this type of position within the tribe. And as part of the healing work that was done, they would do what was called a soul retrieval. And what a soul retrieval is where we go into the energy body and we bring back from the depths, wherever those parts of ourselves might have gone, back home into fullness. Because the only way that we really are able to operate in this lifetime as a fully complete and divine human is by bringing all these essences back home to us.